Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Since it is now official that the royal elite families from now on and in the future can live forever with the technology they have created, with all the money and scientists they stole from the entire world population, it is time to face reality. Sustainability for the elite means that all people in the whole world will be killed, aka sacrificed to the elite Sky religion to save Mother Earth from overpopulation. The rest is very precisely described in the three future documentary books, now also published as three movies, which were a very precise and detailed description of UN's Agenda 21, also known today as Agenda 2030, entitled The Hunger Games.
Before we start, let's just look at a few quick examples of what has come out over the years. What we know, the elite has been working on around the clock for hundreds of years and done everything possible to hide away all the real knowledge and technologies for themselves. Just like Dick Cheney's top secret heart pump, he suddenly ran around within public for a few years because of his bloodline and the fact that he didn't give a crap about who asked questions, as long as he didn't have to die. Unlike everyone else who got into the exact same situation as Cheney, no matter how much money you have, no matter what you work with, because this issue is all about the royal bloodlines, aka the blue bloods, with blue representing temperature, not color. All the true revolutions are always hidden away deep inside the very same system that JFK and Eisenhower warned the entire world about, known as the military-industrial complex. On this matter, they use military patents labeled top secret and national security to prevent anyone from finding out the truth unless they are directly related to the Queen of England by blood. Related to the Queen of England by blood. Related to the Queen of England by blood. By blood. By blood. By blood. 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 Blood.
A Russian scientist claims to have created his own version of the Fountain of Youth. He says when perfected, all you have to do is pop a pill to stay as youthful as you want. The medicine is currently undergoing tests, but could be on sale within a few years. RT's Natalia Novikova has been finding out more.
It looks complicated, and it is. It's almost a life's work for Vladimir Skulachev. Two more years of testing, and the doctor thinks he will have finally cracked the enigma of aging. Let's get the science over with now. Apparently, it's all about how oxygen reacts in your body.
99% of the time, it turns into harmless water, but there's that 1% that turns into superoxide that later turns into very poisonous elements. So the task was to find an antioxidant that stops that process.
And hence, according to the professor, stops anyone from getting old. He's been working to perfect his treatment for more than 40 years. The hard thing has been to try and stop any possible side effects. Colleagues from around the world think Professor Skulachev is onto something.
It's very realistic because it has been shown that oxidative damage is huge, but we don't have antioxidants of the type that Skulachev has developed. And he is, you know, coined the term bioenergetics. He is clearly the world's best biochemist, bioenergetics person.
The compound has already undergone animal testing and the results appear promising. These two rats are siblings. The one on the left has been given the drug and is now much more lively than the other one that is dying.
Finally, we hope that we will manage to convince people that, look, this single pill cures so many traits of aging. So must be doing something with aging itself. Then, if regulatory authorities will accept this logic, then maybe we could somehow market it as an anti-aging drug.
After success with the eye drops on animals, the inventor tried it on his own cataract. 6 months later, his physician told him his cataract was gone. Thousands are queuing to take part in the clinical trials, which have just started.
But it will be a few years before Professor Skulachev's discovery is sitting on the shelf of a pharmacy like this. Some have already dubbed the drug a panacea, and if it lives up to its promise, the treatment should have an effect on the diseases of aging and bring it with the prospect of a longer and better quality of life. Natalia Novikova, RT, Moscow.
And on that note, I'm going to go to a video now. This is number three on my list. It's a friend of the show, Sovereign Bra. He goes by Sovereign Bra on Twitter. His name's Chase. Here he is on a podcast touching on something that I think every info warrior needs to understand if you want to encapsulate or truly comprehend the holistic conspiracy that we're under. The real purpose of all of this and why we say things like these people are satanic. Here's Chase, a.k.a. Sovereign Bra, explaining it in part.
Transhumanism angle when it comes to the end times, I think to me that's the one that I look out for the most, because I believe that the promise of the Antichrist will be basically Neuralink and transhumanism. Hey, if you get this stuff implanted into your body, you'll be able to live forever and you'll have godlike intelligence.
Yep.
Right? That's the promise of transhumanism. That is the exact same promise that the serpent gave to Eve in the garden when he tempted her with the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He said, surely you will not die. God is just trying to hide this godlike knowledge from you. Just take it and then you'll be like God.
So it's the same promise of the serpent, with likely the same outcome if you believe it. But this is beyond the metaphorical. This is literal. You understand, right now, as we speak, there are billionaires and scientists who are sure they are either on the cusp of or have already achieved life extension technologies. I'm sure everybody remembers a few weeks ago when they showed a mouse. I mean, you could see it physically. It went from like gray fur and old looking to young and vibrant looking. They have life extension technology. They think they are on the cusp of being able to live forever. Now imagine how incompatible immortality is with life on Earth. You can't have everybody be immortal. Obviously, infinite growth, infinite life with no death. It's impossible. So the billionaires we know are obsessed with two things: immortality and sustainability. Well, these two things go hand in hand. See, they are feverishly at work trying to establish a system in which they are able to take advantage of the immortality technology, where they will live forever and rule over the rest of humanity, who will be engaged in a competition to serve them in order to be welcomed into their ranks and given the immortality technology that they have. They're literally setting themselves up to be gods, or as close as human beings can get to God, that is immortal and able to bestow immortality on others. It's an incompatible idea with the current system that we have. That's what the Great Reset's all about. That's what sustainability and climate change and social credit scores, it's all about setting up a world in which they can openly engage in these techniques of immortality. When you understand that, and you just play it out in your mind, you see how all of this makes perfect sense in their eyes.
I hate this horrible new world.
What I need now is the comfort of fast food and slow friends.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
I got locked away for 1 year for speaking about COVID-19 as war crimes. UN's royal elite don't like it. Just Google J6 and see what is going on in USA. It's crazy with all the political prisoners who, like me, did not break the law. The judge said it himself, before March 2020 you are right, it was not illegal, but now, as you say, we are under military law and we view it another way now, and you speaking about war crimes and international law on this matter, COVID-19 is now seen as extremist and radicalizing. End quote. Conclusion: 1 year insecure lockup as a national security threat for mentioning the Nuremberg Code. Look up Nuremberg Code, Treaty of Amsterdam and Maastricht Treaty and see what the system do not want you to know about history. The Elite's Final Plan, in short. Read the Elite's own documents and declarations. Reduce humanity to zero by military force and at most have 500,000 people worldwide in captivity for all future. Just read the Georgia Guidestones. The number varies, yes, most of the elite do not want any people left at all, but the half billion that is mentioned on the Georgia Guidestones is far too high, possibly not to offend too many from within,